Blog Talk Radio.
There. Good afternoon. Here we are. It is July 29, last Saturday of July. Woo, woo, woo. And we will be August. Next Saturday will be August 5th. And we know what comes after that. Pretty soon it's Labor Day. And then, well, then comes school, somewhere in there, right? And then Labor Day. And then, you know, Halloween, and then Thanksgiving, and then Christmas. So we're on a roll, but it feels very much like summer out there today. It is summer out there today, and we are in Keene, New Hampshire. It is hot. It is about 83 degrees, mostly cloudy, and very humid. So I hope wherever you are comfortable, keeping comfortable and enjoying the summer. You are listening to Wonder Truth, Your Health from the Ground Up. My name is Rebecca Becky Montrone. We have a business here in Keene called Wondrous Roots. So Wondrous Roots, I am a holistic health practitioner and herbalist. I have a degree in holistic nutrition. I have a fondness for figuring out how to make remedies and how to understand conditions and how to figure out what needs to be compounded, if you will, to help with that those situations. I come from a long family line naturally, the DNA of pharmacy. My father, the late E. George Wrench of the Apothecary in Keene, but world-renowned as kind of in the whole compounding pharmacy world today. So yeah, it just comes, it's the things you think about, the things that make you curious, right? The things you want to find answers for, isn't that what defines all of us, I think, in a way. And I think that's how over time in life, things rise to the top. Like cream, the things that are less kind of simmer down, and the things that we are interested in, the things that we have questions about just continue to press us on. And it is a continual learning curve, totally in every respect. And I love learning, and I'm always learning. Many times I learn from you. You're listening on Blog Talk Radio. And the number to call and talk with me here while I'm talking about it is, oh dear, just give me one second. It looks like I lost my Blog Talk Radio screen, which I will be lost without. Just give me one more second. How did I do that? Blog Talk Radio. There we go. And I need to get into my studio. So again, just bear with me. And we are there. Yep, we're still counting down, so I have that up and running. I need to just do one more technical thing so that I can actually see my email as well. There we go. Now I have my three screens open. This is the beauty of having a wonderful, huge monitor that my husband gave me for the office, and we are all set. Looks like I have a call from someone, although... That's interesting, that number. I'm going to try it, though. Thank you for calling. You're on the air. Can I talk with you? Hello there. Now, that's a strange number. It's all ones, so it looks odd. I'm going to just hang that up. Anyway, back to Wondrous Roots. So Wondrous Roots, really kind of interesting. I was born and raised, my husband as well, here in Keene, New Hampshire, many, many years ago. We were born in 1958, came back in 2009. which is rather recent when you look at all those years. And so I get a chuckle out of God, who I think was chuckling when I named this business Wondrous Roots and never had any idea I'd be back in Keene. But Wondrous Roots pertains to my Wondrous Roots, my mother, who got us all interested in nutrition, my father, the compound pharmacist, who was also incredibly interested in nutrition and holistic things, and as well as Wondrous Roots, getting at the roots of what's going on with our health. What are the root problems? Let's not look at all of our health problems in an isolated fashion. I've got diabetes, but I also have heart disease. I've got diabetes, but I've also got depression. I have depression, but I also have rheumatoid arthritis. Let's not look at things as they are separate, but let's look at the things that perhaps bring them together into a unity. And we do that by looking at the roots and disease. We also have a better effect improving those things, turning them around, preventing them, turning them around, even eliminating them in many cases, using root therapies. So things that deal with the root causes. And so that's Wondrous Roots number two. And then Wondrous Roots explained number three would be using the medicines as God has provided in our world on the earth. So using nutrients, right? Minerals, amino acids, vitamins, using the things that are natural to us, such as hormones, using things botanically that grow in plants. So botanical medicine is a huge part of that. Also, the foods we eat, animal foods that we eat, and the wonderful creation that God gave us to take advantage of to keep ourselves healthy and to enjoy our lives in a healthful fashion. So I've been doing, if you've been with me, okay, let me just tell you about Wondrous Roots. So we are located 103 Roxbury Street in Keene, New Hampshire. This is the Miller Forge building. It's an old forge building, and it's lovely, as these old mill buildings are. We have a lot of them in certain cities of New Hampshire and certainly in New England anyway. And all brick, it's really beautiful. It is owned by Tsoulis's. And the Tsoulis's keep extra wonderful care of this building. We have exposed brick inside. We have a lot of wonderful windows that we can open. We have the high ceilings, the wood floors. It is really a lovely place to be. The advantage to my clients and customers or anybody who comes to see anyone in this lovely building is we have free parking. We're in downtown Keene, and if you know anything about that, parking is at a premium. It's hard to find, and it's expensive, and you have a time limit on how long you can be there. So we have a huge parking lot with free parking for as long as you wish. We have elevator and stairwell access, so we also have a complete handicap access here. And the elevator or the stairwell will take you right across the door from our space. We are open 9:30 to 5, formally Monday through Friday. Those are our open door hours. You are welcome to come up. We have many products available for you to enjoy. We also would love to meet you. And I also see clients throughout the day in consultation, and I will see clients as well off those hours as necessary to accommodate work schedules, life schedules, et cetera. Our number here is 603-439-2603. That's 603-439-2603. And you can also reach out to me, wondrousroots.org. That's my primary website. Go there to contact us, and you can leave me a message. It comes to my private email. Or if you go to shopwondrousroots.com, you can also do that there. And I'm seeing that odd call again. If I'm hanging up on you and you're the 111111111, I'm sorry, but I just couldn't get you last time. So I'm going to do that again. There's always, you know, since I stopped doing my program on WKBK, where I had Forrest Sundstrom for the most of the duration there, doing my my producing. I didn't pay attention to any of these things, but now I have to with Blog Talk Radio. So I'm trying to do my best. We've had a few snafus, as you know, those of you who've been following me. But again, the number here, if you want to call, is 563. This is now for this program until 1 o'clock. 563-999-3478. 563-999-3478. And I would also say, if you want to hear previous broadcasts and look at the newsletters that accompany them, go to wondrousroots.org. At the top navigation pane, sort of on the right-hand side, you'll see radio with a drop-down list, and you can look and see what you would like to either hear again or hear that you missed or pass on to somebody, and the newsletters are there. The link in the newsletters to this program continue to work. So after the program's over, you click on that link. It takes just a few minutes, I think, for it to actually be ready for you to look at it, to listen to. And but anytime after that, it will take you right there. So I think that covers all the that kind of business. I've been doing a series here on why are we so sick? And yeah, it's just kind of looking around us, looking at our population, looking, you know, of course, doing the work I do, I see, actually, I see a good number of healthy people. People who do look fit and do seem to be taking care of their health many times, and it looks like we do have a call. I'm going to take that call. Hi there. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Becky.
Hi, Joe. Do you hear my other name?
Now, yeah. Is that something that we should take along with what we're doing, or is it going to replace something?
The what?
The Indium.
The Indium? Oh, you should do that with what you're doing. But you know what I wanted to tell you, Joe, is now that you're doing the methylene blue, you don't need to do the mitocell.
Oh, okay. Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, and I was going to tell you that. And when I got your order this morning, I just thought, well, I'll tell Joe that the next time he puts mitocell in his list. But you didn't. So I didn't say anything, but now that I have you here, I'll tell you that. You don't need it because methylene blue is such a mitochondrial energy booster, and we like the lower end of that, that really people using methylene blue can just dispense with things like CoQ10, you know, L-carnitine, the other things you're doing, you know, certainly not glutathione or magnesium, both of which have an effect on mitochondrial energy, but you don't need that energy disc any longer.
Super.
Yeah.
Well, I just sent you an order. So why don't you add that indium to it?
Okay. All right. Yep. I got you on my Remember the Milk list. That's how I got your email, and then I put you on that list. I know. Now, let me just tell you. I want to tell you about the indium, though, and for my listeners out there, for everybody else who's listening. So indium was something I knew nothing about. The overview on this is that it is a mineral. It is number 49 on the periodic table, which I think encompasses 100 elements. It comes right after cadmium. And indium is, as I understand it, and I've done all the reading I possibly can find since I found out about it, is not water soluble. So it has to be bound, so it's converted to such and so, so it's a sulfate. And we take it 7 hours at least after our last food, because if it's combined with anything organic in our systems, it will just be washed out. It will just bind with it and be eliminated. But you only need one drop on the back of your tongue. So I did do it first thing in the morning when I get up. I wait 15 minutes or so before I have anything to eat or drink. It's super, super simple. But I like to describe it, in my understanding, as kind of like the cherry on top of everything else you're doing. The unifier, so that it balances. Like I can read right here, and I actually grabbed this and brought it to my desk because I wondered if this might come up. So studies over 1,300 studies over the past 30 years suggest indium normalizes the master glands, the pituitary, hypothalamus, and pineal, directing 40 endocrine gland systems, balancing 31 hormones naturally, including human growth hormone, DHEA, melatonin, many steroids, and thyroid hormones. So what I think about this is taking advantage and making everything work better, Joe. You know?
Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah, and even though in this, they say you can use one drop per 50 pounds body weight, for somebody like you, who's already for a long time been using these supplements and nutrients and all of those things, chromium and whatnot, it will increase your chromium by 333%, and you're taking chromium every day for your diabetes. So you don't need more than one drop. Just one drop is going to be plenty.
Great.
Yeah. So I will, when I send that to you, I'll update your list, my most recent list for you, and I'll put it in there with the instructions as well. And I'll send you the little booklet about it and this pamphlet so you can get even more excited.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. And thank you for the call.
Okay. We'll see you.
All right. Have a good day. Bye.
I shall. You too.
Thank you. Yeah, so I was talking about indium last week, and we did, a lot of people decided to take that. I've ordered 3 boxes of 12 since, because it just is one of those things that is, and you know what? Once you get this, you've got it for like 225 days at a drop a day. So it is super economical. But I love the idea of it. I love all of the ways that it is said to impact our life and our health, from energy to, well, let's just go again over this in case you didn't hear it. This is just brief. This is just brief in this pamphlet. Indium is reported to improve sense of well-being, mood, thinking, memory, may counter depression, reduced Alzheimer's tremors in 74% of cases studied in 10 days, may improve Parkinson's, speech, and motor skills, and give better sleep. Indium may lessen glaucoma eyeball pressure, restore hair growth and natural hair color. It's reported to improve microcirculation, lessening blood viscosity. So there you've got the thickness, the plaque, and cholesterol attaching to artery walls. May enhance blood hemoglobin iron, extending red blood cell life and oxygen capacity from 90 to 120 days, reported to normalize high blood pressure. So malignant tumors, bringing PSA scores down, things like this. I know it sounds like snake oil. It sounds like, you know, oh, the latest, greatest, you know, step right up, ladies and gentlemen. But it makes all the sense. Scientifically, it was begun to be studied formally here in New Hampshire at Dartmouth Medical School back in the 1960s under a doctor by the name of George Schroeder. So very exciting. Again, I love things that work at a root level. Correct? Like that's the way to go. And this to me is just one of those things that pulls everything in that you're already doing together. And I would say that maybe, you know, the 3 drops would be for somebody who's not doing that. But most people who do things like this are already doing things that are very proactive when it comes to making sure they're getting certain supplements. You know, we've been talking about missing nutrients, so making sure they're getting their iodine. And another thing about thyroid, this is really good for thyroid indium. And I believe, again, accessing and accentuating the minerals that we're already getting and need to make better use of. It was so interesting. Joe Mabe popped in briefly Thursday. And, you know, he always comes in with a whirlwind, something on his mind. Joe Mabe, those of you who don't know, Joe Mabe has been a guest on my radio program many times. He is, he's a diver. He has the hyperbaric fitness tank out in Swansea. And absolutely remarkable, but the man is totally brilliant. And he comes in and he comes over to my desk and he says, in a whirlwind, he's like, do you have any tests you recommend for people for their minerals? And I said, no, you know, I don't. And he goes, well, I'm just convinced, you know, that people just aren't there. There's so many minerals and people aren't getting their minerals. And I was like, I wanted to tell you about indium, Joe. And so I was like, yeah, let's talk about, I showed him indium and the booklet and all that kind of stuff and read him a few things like I just read you, and off he went. But again, he's right. We're not getting the right number, the right amounts of critical trace minerals. And again, I think indium is just, and so easy to do. It tastes like vitamin C, ascorbic acid. Now, I bought another book on indium, another short book by this Dr. Lyons. And I bought several copies, but I haven't recommended it because I still have to read that one this weekend. It's super short. But this company that put this book together recommends it in a capsule form. And I thought, well, to myself, well, that doesn't make sense. Because anyway, and I read on their website to take it with food. Well, that doesn't make sense. From what I understand about it, it binds with things that are organic. So that's kind of like the GH3 formula for those of you who have been following me for a long time. When companies here in the United States wanted to take Anna Osland's Romanian formula and improve on it, oh, we're going to add a bunch of other vitamins. But guess what? The other vitamins obliterated the procaine hydrochloride, which is what makes Gerovital GH3, Gerovital GH3. So you got those other token vitamins, but you didn't get any procaine hydrochloride, which is the whole reason you would be taking it in the first place. So that's how I think about the indium. The indium is traditionally typically given in a liquid form, in drop form, on an empty stomach. Anyway, I want to continue reading and read that book. But again, just super simple, super simple, super powerful. And that's what we want. That's what we want for anything we can possibly have that way in life, right? Works. It's inexpensive. I mean, really inexpensive. I sell this for $34 a bottle, which is 225 doses. And yeah, so you get one for your, you know, get one to share with your spouse or, you know, your family members, and you still had a really good, it's a very, very easy thing to do. Okay, so anyway, I've been doing this this series here on missing nutrients. Why are we so sick? Well, there are a lot of nutrients that are missing, and I've talked about some critical ones, such as iodine, such as magnesium, such as lithium as a trace mineral. And I would think actually that indium would even make that more bioavailable. Oh, I got to tell you this, though, while I'm on the indium before I switch over. So the one thing that you can't take with indium is creatine. You don't want to supplement with creatine. And the people who usually supplement with creatine are bodybuilders because it helps them build muscle mass. Indium increases the recycling of creatine by 500%, which makes it toxic. So I have to tell you this. I had a woman, a very lovely, beautiful 89-year-old woman in my office for a new consult last Monday. And she was here with one of her sons, who was also a client. It was the first time I met her. And I was telling her about indium. And I thought, this is an 89-year-old woman. I don't have to tell her about creatine. Oh, but I did. And I'm so glad I did, because one of her other son had put her on creatine to help her. She was complaining about wanting to lose some weight. She's very, very beautiful. And, you know, I like that, 89 years old, still taking care of herself. And so he had recommended that she take creatine. So I will never not say that to anyone. But don't assume that, you know, that the only people you have to tell that to are guys who go to the gym all the time. Not, apparently not the case. So talking here about this morning, I was thinking, you know, what am I going to talk about today? And there's my phone, and I was supposed to move that. Sorry, guys. Again, where are you, Forrest, when I need you? So that's not this phone. That's my office phone. So what I want to say is this morning, I was thinking, I'm going to move on to missing hormones, like DHEA, pregnenolone. And then I thought, but I really can't, because I really didn't give vitamin D, which actually really is a hormone, but I didn't give vitamin D a fair shake in this missing nutrients. And we all know that that's super important, and there's all kinds of information about that, and there are questions and controversies. And I haven't done anything on vitamin C. So that really deserves its own program. So I'm still slogging away here at the nutrients. But these are important. And I know that you're enjoying this information. A lot of you email me, give me feedback, whether it's over the phone or when you pop in. And I know that you value this information. So I'm trying to be pretty thorough here. And so I'm going to go on with that. In my newsletter, if you're listening, probably you do get my newsletter. You might not. I know some people are listening through their exposure to Blog Talk Radio. So if you want to sign up for my newsletter and you don't get it every Saturday before I do this program, go to wonderstruths.org. You can sign up there, or go to wonderstruths.com, shopwonderstruths.com. There's a sign-up form there as well. And then you will get these. There's a link to each program. And then, more importantly, what I'm talking about right now is I have tons of links to information. Today, I mean, an absolute, you know, library. So I'm going to run down. I certainly will not get through all of this in the half hour we have left, but I will say that you can go at your leisure and look at more things, and then you'll probably find something you're reading in one of those things, and you'll want to go to the World Wide Web yourself and do some more searching. Feel free, always feel free to get to me as well. Email or contact me from my website if you have questions or comments as well. Also, while I'm doing this program, I have my email open. So if you do either of that and you want to ask me a question, you don't want to give a call, or you want to join the conversation, have some input, please feel free to email me. I will see that. All right. So what does vitamin D do exactly? Research indicates that the so-called sunshine vitamin impacts not only your bones and skeletal structure, but also immune function, blood pressure, mood, and brain function. According to a 2019 review, benefits of vitamin D are thought to include enhanced protection against heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and depression, along with infections and viruses. You will probably, many of you remember during COVID, the height of COVID, I don't think we're out of the COVID, you know, CRAP, or we ever will be, all of the propaganda that came with that. Oh, and by the way, as a little aside, for those of you who don't know, Dr. Joseph Mercola, who is so renowned in the world of natural medicine, he is an MD, and many of you subscribe to his newsletter, and I've used his information many, 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 many times in my newsletters and on the air. He was considered among the propagandists for the COVID epidemic, one of the 12, I think there were 12 of them that were considered the greatest sources of misinformation. Well, apparently, and this is all over the news, Chase Bank closed his accounts, his business accounts, this past week. And the same with some of the people working for him and family members. I don't do any banking with Chase, but if I did, I would already have not been doing any banking with Chase. I would definitely have pulled any business from Chase. I don't even have like a Chase card of any kind, because that's how we let people know what we think about their actions, right? We vote with our money. We vote. We let our opinions be known. So if you feel the same way, that you have an issue with somebody being discriminated against like this, in this way, specifically with the banking system, then you know what you can do to show your disapproval. And anyway, just want to get that out there. And yeah, this is not over by a long shot. All of the stuff going on in our world today is spun from these same entities that want to control the information that we are exposed to, that we hear, that we're able to hear, that we're able to read. And so, you know, buyer beware, and just be aware and protect your own things and know how you can have effect. So again, unfortunately, so many people, 40% to 80% of Americans, depending on factors such as race, for example, are lacking in vitamin D. This is why most adults, children, and even infants and breastfed babies are now encouraged to supplement with vitamin D. So this is a really nice piece by Dr. Josh Axe. It's not written by him. It's written by somebody who I recognize her. She's actually writes for him quite a bit. And Jillian Levy, who is a clinical, I don't know what these letters mean half the time, CHHC, but anyway, she's got some sort of credentials there in nutrition. But so vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin that is present in only small amounts in certain foods. In the foods, it's a hormone, right? So in the foods it's found in, I'm not talking about fortified foods like soy milk that's added, got vitamin D added to it, or cereal that's got vitamin D added to it. I'm talking about foods that actually have vitamin D present in them. It's because it's a hormone that those animals were able to make themselves. So let me just make that clear. It's considered an essential nutrient because the human body cannot make vitamin D on its own without the assistance of food and sunlight. Calcium and vitamin D are two important micronutrients that work together in the body, and that's actually an error. Calcium is a macronutrient. It's a macro mineral. So we get calcium. Calcium is in milligrams, not micrograms. And vitamin D, they work together in the body. The complex of vitamin D and calcium, the complex vitamin D and calcium relationship is especially crucial when it comes to bone metabolism, as both are integral to maintaining the strength of the skeleton. So an overview of how vitamin D is made and what it does in the body. The body converts sunshine into chemicals that are then used by the body. In particular, when UVB sunshine rays land on the skin, a substance in the skin called dehydrocholesterol, right, is literally converted into vitamin D3, the more active form. Now, there are a couple of little snafus here when it comes to making vitamin D from the sun. Many times, people will say to me, my doctor told me to take, 1,000 international units of vitamin D, three in the winter, but in the summer I don't need to. Or people will say, they just, decided, I'm out in the sun, I golf, I do blah, 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 blah. So I'm making plenty of vitamin D. Well, number one, you have to have cholesterol in your body in adequate amounts in order to make that conversion. Well, let's go higher up in the cascade. First, it's UVB light that is associated with sunburn, okay? But it, UVB is the UV ray that you need. UVA doesn't do that. Even though UVA, you can tan with UVA or whatever, UVB is associated with sunburn. But it depends on the angle of the sun. And so for it to be, not for it to burn you, but for it to be where it needs to be for you to be getting adequate of the UVB to make vitamin D, it needs to be at a certain angle. And that is like right around noon when the sun is high, for about 20 minutes. So unless you're super careful about making sure that on a daily or almost daily basis, there you go, the sun is high, it's noon, let me go out and expose my arms and my face and my neck or whatever to sun for 20, I don't know who would do that, to just say, oh, I get outside a lot. That doesn't cut the mustard if you're looking and relying on that. Also, you have to have adequate sulfur. in the body. And again, I talked about sulfur and how this is a very missing mineral. And sulfur is, remember when I talked about MSM and methyl sulfonyl methane, organic sulfur. So you've got some critical things here that have to be done. You need to be exposed to UVB at the right time of day for a certain length of time with absolutely no sunscreen on, and making sure that you certainly aren't on a statin drug blocking your production of cholesterol, or staying away from animal foods where you're not making cholesterol adequately. And so all of these things go into that. So yes, it is a sunshine vitamin, but can we rely on the sunshine? Probably not, most of us. So this D7-dehydrocholesterol, or the cholesterol in our skin, converts pre-vitamin D and makes it into usable D3. Pre-vitamin D first travels through the kidneys and the liver in the bloodstream, and then is converted into calcitriol. Vitamin D actually becomes a hormone within the body, particularly a secosteroid hormone. That's secosteroid hormone. So there are two types of vitamin D supplements, vitamin D2, ergocalciferol, and vitamin D3, cholecalciferol. The type our bodies naturally make is D3, the cholecalciferol. The body is able to convert some D2 to be used for body functions, but prefers it and is able to use D3 much more effectively. Unfortunately, okay, and here we get to this fortified food kind of thing. Most vitamin D fortified foods and dietary supplements mostly contain ergocalciferol, a type of D2, which is neither as absorbable nor convertible by the body into what it needs. So if you like to do that, if you're curious and you want to read labels, you can go to the grocery store next time you're buying a carton of milk and look and see they've got it fortified with D2. Is it with vitamin D, I mean, is it ergo calciferol or is it cholecalciferol? The week before I talked about indium, so 2 weeks ago, talked about vitamin A and a little bit about vitamin D, and then I got really into the whole cod liver oil thing. And of course, the vitamin D found in cod liver oil and in fish and eggs and things like that will be cholecalciferol. That's the one we want. It is best absorbed and just better used by the body. So what are the benefits of taking vitamin D? Here are some of the ways that maintaining adequate levels can positively impact your health. Vitamin D plays a role in calcium absorption into the bones. Calcitriol, which is converted vitamin D, works with the parathyroid hormone to maintain calcium levels. Talked about that quite a bit in previous times, but the parathyroid hormone is they're not part of the thyroid, but they're like stuck right on the thyroid. There's four of them. They're like the size of grains of rice, and there's one on, you know, the top and the bottom of the sides of both sides of your behind your thyroid. And para means around in Spanish. So at least I know that, because I probably in other languages too, but you know, my Spanish 101 class back when I was a freshman in high school, that's what I learned. So anyway, the parathyroid hormone maintains calcium levels in the blood, right? So if you've got too much calcium in the blood, it has to get rid of it, because that can cause all kinds of problems. And so it has to kick the calcium out. Calcium has to go somewhere. We don't want it to go into the arteries. We want it to go into the bones, which is one reason we always use vitamin D3 with vitamin K2 and magnesium is really important there too. But I'm kind of getting ahead of myself. But very important not to supplement with D if you're not supplementing with K2. And remember when I was talking about the cod liver oil, Dr. Weston A. Price would always say mix the, he preferred mixing the cod liver oil with concentrated butter oil, because he said there was something in the butter oil, the concentrated butter oil, that made the vitamin D supplementation what it should be. And he called it Activator X, But he, what he didn't know, of course, he was back a ways back. He's since passed away quite some time ago. Was that the Activator X was actually the K2 sound in that concentrated butter oil. So very, very interesting. Anyway, additionally, vitamin D has an effect on other important vitamins and minerals that contribute to bone health, including magnesium, vitamin K, and phosphorus. Vitamin D is partially responsible for maintaining phosphorus levels in the blood. And since it affects calcium's ability to bind to proteins, it is believed that it's also linked to vitamin K. Phosphorus, in addition to calcium and other compounds, is needed in order to properly mineralize bone density. And again, if you are used to listening to me for any length of time, I typically do not recommend calcium supplementation. Calcium is a super important mineral, but you can get calcium to death. Calcium, most of us have plenty, and what we don't have is the magnesium to balance it, or the vitamin D and the K2 to deal with it. So calcium in the soft tissues, big arterial plaque that causes blockage and heart attack, right, is myocardial infarction, is mostly calcium deposit. So again, this calcium balance is super important, and we use these nutrients to balance it. Vitamin D supplementation without K2 can cause problems in the arteries, right? So it's important to do it right. It's important to do these things right. And a lot of the supplements that you purchase now for vitamin D are linked with, they're combined with vitamin K2. I don't sell any vitamin D here or recommend to my clients and customers any vitamin D without a K2 component. I just started stocking after my program on, spent so much time on cod liver oil, vitamin A and D. I am now stocking the fermented cod liver oil from, Grass. What is the name of that company? Goodness. I can't think of the name of the company, but anyway, Grass something. And, so I have that, I didn't do any of the ones that were just the fermented cod liver oil. I did it with the blend, with the butter oil, because I think it's important, again, to have the two. So anyway, I digress. Low vitamin D levels can result in the softening of your bones, which is called osteomalacia, or a bone abnormality called rickets. Additionally, a deficiency increases your risk for developing osteoporosis and experiencing fractures or broken bones. Studies have shown that vitamin D benefits bone health. Vitamin D benefits bone health when taken in doses of 800 to 5,000 international units per day. Can improve musculoskeletal health by naturally slowing aging of the skeletal structure and reducing the rate of fractures and falls in older adults that are over 65. So often what you'll find in these supplements that maybe your doctor recommends, and nothing against your doctor, but that they are marketed, it are things that are high in calcium, like 1,250 milligrams of calcium, maybe some token magnesium, and then 400 or 800 international units of vitamin D3. So really what you want is less calcium, magnesium, more D3, again with K2 supplementation and magnesium, less calcium. So supports the immune system. Our immune system cell receptors for vitamin D have been shown. Vitamin D benefits overall immune function in several ways, including by preventing prolonged or excessive inflammatory responses. It's so interesting because it's a modulator, right? Autoimmune conditions such as rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, scleroderma, Sjogren's syndrome, lupus, these are all Crohn's disease. These are all linked to low vitamin D, and yet low vitamin D is also linked to infection with respiratory illnesses such as flu and COVID. We weren't supposed to say that. You know, that was one of those things. We weren't supposed to say that vitamin D had such an effect on COVID and preventing people from getting COVID and helping people get over COVID, but we are saying it. It says emerging research shows that this vitamin helps with healthy cell replication and may play a role in protecting against the development of autoimmune conditions, infections, viruses, and less serious illnesses like common colds and the flu. There's evidence that humans need enough D in order for T cells, B cells, dendrite cells, and macrophages, the white blood cells that attack pathogens, to do their jobs properly. It's good that we don't need to understand exactly how that all works. We just have to make sure we're getting our vitamin D correctly and in adequate amounts. It seems to be capable of helping to strengthen the immune system by decreasing the ability of some viruses to replicate and grow. It's been shown to enhance the expression of an enzyme called ACE2, which is believed to have ability to protect against acute lung injury. So remember, that's how COVID, one of the big things with COVID, well, the thing with COVID was it was locking into the ACE2 receptors, right? So we needed to strengthen the health of ACE2 so that they were not inhibited in their function. Additionally, this vitamin is thought to support integrity of the gut lining, protecting the mucosal barrier, and regulating gut immunity. We know how important the gut is to overall health. We're finding that out more and more every day. And so here we go. And that's where it comes into the whole thing with Crohn's disease, by the way, and ulcerative colitis, also a gut immune disorder, autoimmune situation, and also IBD, IBS. Inflammatory bowel syndrome or inflammatory bowel disease. I've got papers on that in my files on this newsletter today. So because it can help control, says a 2020 study found that average vitamin D levels among residents of 20 different European countries correlated with the incidence of at least one serious acute respiratory infection. Higher D levels among older adults were associated with reduced rates of deadly infections, while low serum concentrations of vitamin D were linked to higher susceptibility. Yes, but don't say that. I had a credit card company that was processing my credit cards, dropped me during the pandemic because they found an article I had written on the web that talked about such things. Because it can help control inflammatory responses and maintain B lymphocyte homeostasis, vitamin D may also benefit those with autoimmune disorders and other conditions, including multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, psoriasis, irritable bowel syndrome, and other digestive disorders, and high blood pressure. Helps manage blood sugar levels and can prevent diabetes. Okay, another big problem. Diabetes symptoms result from a lack of insulin or adequate insulin secretion following increases in insulin resistance. Inflammation and obesity can also contribute to type 2 diabetes. D3 is needed to help stimulate pancreatic B cells, beta cells, to secrete insulin. According to research, calcium is also necessary for insulin secretion, and vitamin D benefits promote calcium absorption and utilization, therefore contributing to the regulation of insulin secretion. This is where I was talking with Joe about indium being sort of the cherry on top, being like the unifier. Oh, and the information on it with regard to diabetes is quite intriguing. And here again, taking advantage of these nutrients, drawing them together, very, very, very fascinating. It says, according to a 2015 study published in Current Diabetes Reviews, vitamin D replacement has beneficial effects on all aspects of type 2 diabetes, including the incidence, control, and complications of the disease. Wow. I don't know. Any of you with diabetes out there, and maybe your doctor has mentioned that to you. I don't know because I don't. It's been a very long time since I've seen a doctor and I don't have diabetes. It's just like if you're worried about breast cancer, or if you're going for your annual or has your doctor ever mentioned making sure you get iodine every day and selenium? Has your doctor, if you are diabetic, are making sure you're getting vitamin D3 and K2? This is the disconnect. That's very unfortunate. And it's really not going to change in the mainstream. There is the whole burgeoning field of functional medicine. These are MDs who are being trained and practicing functional medicine this way. And that's really wonderful. If you can find a good functional medicine doctor, that's a good thing. It's still a little bit difficult in many areas. A 2022 study also found that vitamin D supplementation benefited those with prediabetes who had low D levels. However, it wasn't enough to prevent insulin resistance without other measures. And that's, again, an important thing. It's not, oh, wow, that's all you got to do, right? It's part. It's a piece of the puzzle. It's part of it. That's why I call the way I work with things a slap it silly approach. You can't just do one thing. Oh, that's it. That's all I need for my diabetes is vitamin D. No, it's always, okay, that takes care of this part of it. What about that part of it? And again, that whole kind of holistic way of looking at the roots and taking things that work in different ways, but together to achieve wellness and wholeness in that area. May help protect against cancer. According to research published in Frontiers in Endocrinology, D vitamin plays a role in factors that influence tumor growth, cell differentiation, and apoptosis. So vitamin D deficiency symptoms have been correlated with increased risks for, get this, cancer development, especially breast, colon, colorectal, bladder, and prostate cancers. These are so common today, aren't they? Researchers have found that increased sunlight exposure and circulating levels of vitamin D are associated with a reduced occurrence of mortality in many types of cancer. It's believed that vitamin D may affect the risk of breast, colon, and ovarian cancers, possibly due to its role in the cell life cycle or its ability to block excess estrogen. Very interesting. According to research published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, improving vitamin D and calcium nutritional status substantially reduces the risk of cancer in postmenopausal women. That's significant. That's to be noted. And I did not know at all about vitamin D having, if I knew it, I forgot it, having a role in blocking excess estrogen, right? For that, I use iodine and glutathione as a help with that. But isn't that interesting? I did not know the connection between, so you can be sure I'll be finding out more about that. Another 2018 study helps solidify these breast cancer findings as researchers found postmenopause women with 60 nanograms per milliliter or more of 25 hydroxy vitamin D. So that's, you know, you get the level and they say it's 20 to 80. So found postmenopausal women with 60 or more had one-fifth the risk of breast cancer compared to those with under 20. So there you go. That right there is, you know, beware that, you know, when you look at a range, sometimes a laboratory range, you look at something like that, 20 to 80, and go, hey, as long as I'm over 20, I'm normal, right? But you're low end of normal. So based on this particular study, 60 or more, right? So supplement and get tested, find out where you are if you're interested in that, or just if you don't want to necessarily get tested, understand that you need more vitamin D, not less, to prevent those cancers. And I'm not talking about going nuts, and I'm talking about making sure you're using the cofactors. But yes, helps fight heart disease, helps with the maintenance of normal blood pressure and inflammation. A growing number of epidemiological and clinical studies indicate that low vitamin D levels are linked to increased risks for cardiovascular disease, since it's involved in regulating blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and inflammation. Animal studies have shown that disruption of vitamin D signaling may potentially contribute to hypertension, atherosclerosis, otherwise known as hardening of the arteries, and cardiac hypertrophy. So that's like hypertrophy is like hypergrowth, right? So considering that this vitamin impacts endothelial function and vascular smooth muscle cells. In addition, those with severe deficiencies are more susceptible to developing coronary artery disease, heart failure, and atrial fibrillation. It's another thing that is rampant today, AFib. Everybody's got AFib, and they're on, you know, Coumadin or something like that. Now they can't have anything with vitamin K. It's just a vicious circle. Facilitates hormone regulation and can help improve your mood because it acts like a hormone within our bodies and affects brain function. Vitamin D deficiency has been linked to an increased risk for mood disorders. Deficiency seems to put people at a greater risk for depression, seasonal affective disorder, and that makes sense, right? And severe mood problems experienced during PMS, insomnia, and anxiety. One reason this is true is because of vitamin D's homeostatic, trophic, and immunomodulatory effects, meaning its ability to stimulate activity of endocrine glands, support neurotransmitter production, help maintain homeostasis of the nervous system, and fight inflammation in the brain. We also know that vitamin D receptors are located in brain areas, such as the prefrontal cortex, that are known to play a key role in mood regulation. Excuse me. Low levels of vitamin D3 may interfere with activities of the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, which can interrupt testosterone and estrogen production, leading to hormonal imbalances that can result in many unwanted symptoms. And again, this is where I just have to hail back to the indium and kind of balancing those things, getting balance within our bodies. And there's a lot of that some of you have probably heard about Dutch testing. A few of my clients have had Dutch testing that really goes in and tests, you know, your DHEA, your cortisol activity, all kinds of other things to kind of see what's going on in your unique situation. But there are certain things that are going on in everybody's certain situation that we can just sort of take for granted. For instance, that, you know, as of age 30, we're making less and less DHEA. So what's kind of nice is if you don't have to get really nitty gritty about all of these laboratory tests, and you can look at things as a whole and then use something, things that tend to tie it all together nicely, which is how I think of indium. And when it comes to this kind of thing, cause I was reading about that earlier, very, very cool. Helps with concentration, learning, and memory. Several studies have shown that vitamin D affects cognitive function in part by reducing oxidative stress. Again, that oxidative stress that goes on in the brain can cause all kinds of problems that we don't necessarily always normally think of as, like dementia. We don't think of that as inflammation, right? We think of that as a neurotransmitter problem, or we think of that as beta amyloid plaque. But again, let's talk about another thing, methylene blue. Methylene blue, one of the big ways it works in the brain, in addition to delivering lots more oxygen, is by cutting down and snuffing out that oxidative stress, that inflammation, systemic inflammation. So goes on, supports skin health. And we have 90 seconds left, may help older adults stay active, aids in thyroid function. I'm going to just refer you to my newsletter for a bunch more information than I was able to hit on today. So again, I have here vitamin D3 and K2, using them together, the kind of myth of getting it from the sun, vitamin D deficiency, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, Crohn's disease, irritable bowel syndrome. 60 seconds, vitamin D deficiency and Parkinson's disease, vitamin D, MS, and other autoimmune conditions, sensible sun exposure reduces skin cancer, vitamin A, D, and depression, asthma, heart attack. And I think I'm going to have to say goodbye. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I hope you learned a lot and that you will as you have time to pursue these things. Some recipes to help you get more vitamin D there, 5 different recipes that you might enjoy. So again, enjoy the weekend. Thanks for joining me, and I will be back next week.